ABC News, I'm Ben Thomas. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche confronted skeptical questioning at a Senate confirmation hearing to assume the post permanently. Democrat Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island.
How long do you intend to put up with that Kash Patel character? Are you good with his airplane jaunts? Are you confident he's not drinking on the job? Are you sure none of his travel is a pretext for vacation activities like snorkeling Olympics and visiting girlfriends? Are you sure he knows what he's doing? Do you vouch for him? Are you willing to look at whether he lied to this committee?
That's an extraordinarily obnoxious question, Senator. And I have full faith in Director Patel and the work that he's doing every day.
Great. You get to own that.
At another hearing on Capitol Hill, Ed Donahue reports President Trump's nominee for National Intelligence Director clashed with Democrats over the 2020 election.
Jay Clayton was asked over and over again whether former President Joe Biden won the election and defeated Donald Trump.
Joe Biden was certified as the president of the United States.
Clayton wouldn't say outright Biden won and didn't answer when questioned by Georgia Democrat John Ossoff.
You refuse to answer a basic question about who won a presidential election?
No, but you
asked to lead America's intelligence community? Isn't it humiliating to be unable to answer this question, to have to indulge the president's delusions?
Clayton has broad support among Republicans, but the tension with Democrats could be a blow to GOP leaders who wanted a quick vote. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump says ICE officers should continue vehicle stops. His statements run counter to a suspension of those stops following three deaths in the past week. U.S. forces have carried out three waves of strikes on Iran in the past 24 hours after reimposing a naval blockade. And Argentina is headed to the World Cup final after beating England this afternoon 2-1. This is AP News. Inflation at the wholesale level fell from May to June on plunging energy prices, though year over year, producer prices were up 5.5%. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Stocks edged higher on Wall Street after several big companies turned in better-than-expected profit reports. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Wednesday. The Dow added 150 points, that's about 0.3%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.6%. BlackRock rose 6.6% after becoming the latest financial company to report bigger profits than Wall Street expected. Stocks got a hand from another report showing that inflation eased in the U.S. last month. That helps take pressure off the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates. Treasury yields moved lower in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.55%. Seth Sutel, New York.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.